last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Dear listeners, we had been discussing about the doubts and misconceptions that are portrayed by Wahhabis about the Mahdawiyyat. When Imam is going to come, he's going to demolish the mosque of Prophet, he's going to demolish Masjid al-Haram in the Mecca. And how long is that true? We had been analyzing those chains of narrations with Dr. Karimi, who is again with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Karimi.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to discuss with you about Imam Mehdi and to know more about, to add to our knowledge regarding Imam. Dr. Karimi, we came to some very interesting points about Imam Mehdi, about the demolition concept, like which is, of course, in the narrations. But how correct is that? How authentic those narrations are? And how Wahhabis come and try to give a misconception from those narrations, try to interpret those in the wrong way. We discussed that in previous session, and in this session, I would want you to continue this same topic.
As a summary of what I said in the previous session, we said that first of all, according to some famous Wahhabi scholars, they had also the wish of like prophetic mosques to be demolished. So these people cannot, object the Shia for this concept. Second of all, there are three narrations in this regard in Shia sources, and all of them in terms of the chains of the narrations are weak. So no one can attribute that as one of the Shia beliefs. But third, I began to content-wise to analyze the content narrations of the narration. And I said that there is a possibility that Imam Mehdi alayhi salam will change a part of these two holy mosques because of some reasons. One of them might be that Imam Mehdi alayhi salam is blessed with the divine knowledge, so he knows that which part of the land was given by the people to be added to the,
with their wish, actually.
Yeah, they were happy with that, and which part was usurped by some caliphs or rulers and so on and so forth.
Of that time, yeah.
So the point is that it is very likely that in the course of the history, some parts which have been added to the mosque, to these two mosques, were usurped by the people. So for sure, it is the duty of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to remove those parts.
Yeah, as
we
say that, Imam will fill the earth with justice.
Yeah.
So here also he has to take steps. In terms of justice, he has to see if the owners of the land that was added to the mosque were happy with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he will have to return back to those who were not happy. And this is not called demolishing at all.
Exactly.
This is called practicing justice.
That was a very good point. I mean, it's a kind of practicing justice just from beginning, Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabi.
The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
We see nowadays that what is done by the present government of Saudi Arabia To some extent, it is the extension of these two mosques to provide a bigger space for the pilgrims. But to some extent, it is like giving these two mosques worldly appearance so that, I mean, in terms of the luxuries, it is going to attract the people. And we are not aware of the future. Nowadays, we see some great buildings around like Masjid al-Haram. And maybe in future, I mean, they are going to put some of them even inside the mosque just for the claim of the extension. So we are not sure. Maybe another reason that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam may change some parts of the construction of the Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabi, the intention of the people in some cases might not be good. So it is the duty of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam just to restore Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabi to its foundations. Now, let me just share one interesting story. I'm quoting that from Sunni sources to give the reason for the fact that in some cases it has been likely for some lands to be taken from the people by force. It's been mentioned that...
Are you in Sunni sources say that?
Yeah.
It's oh, been, that's
I'm quoting from a Sunni source, yeah. It's been mentioned that at the time of the second caliph, the mosque in the city of Medina was very small for all the Muslims, and the second caliph decided somehow to extend it. So he bought all the houses around the mosque except for the house of Abbas, the uncle of the prophet, and also the house of the wives of the prophet. The second caliph told Abbas that the mosque now is small for Muslims. The number of Muslims has been increasing, and now I have bought a lot of houses around the mosque except your house and that of the wives of the prophet. I'm not able to buy the house of the wives of the prophet, but please, you can sell me your house at any price. I'm ready to buy that. Abbas says that I'm not going to do that. Then the second caliph told him that you have only one of the following three options: to sell your house for any price that you wish, or to go to any part of the Medina that you wish and take that for yourself, or just give it as a kind of gift to the Muslims so that we are able to extend the mosque. Abbas says that none of them. I'm not happy with
any of your choices.
Any of your options, yeah. So the second caliph told him that let's go to a judge to judge between me and you. Here, I'm not talking about the fact that the second caliph is usurping up to this point, no. But you see that there is a kind of pressure upon Abbas. So he says that I'm not happy, but the second caliph asks him to go to a person that may judge between them. They went to Ubay ibn Ka'b and narrated the story. Ubay said that I would give you a narration that I heard from the prophet. The Holy Prophet one day told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet Dawood, David, that built for me a house in which I will be remembered. And Prophet Dawood alayhi salam planned for such a place in Baytul Maqdis. But one of the houses of Bani Israel, the children of Israel, was in this plan. And it should be bought by Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. So Dawood alayhi salam asked him that please sell your house so that I can build this worshiping place that I was commanded to do. But he didn't agree. And Dawood alayhi salam decided to take that house from him by force. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him that, O Dawood, I ask you to build a house where I'm going to be remembered. And now you are going to build that through usurping a land? It's not possible. Allah says that I'm not a being to usurp. So your punishment is that you are not allowed to build such a place anymore. The command is finished.
All right. Allah had given him a great duty to build a mosque and then to so that people can come and worship Allah there. But once Prophet Dawood decides to do that by force, this responsibility
exactly.
is taken away.
And then Dawood says that, oh God, even after me, my children are not able, Allah said that, no, one of your children will do that. Anyway, this narration was supporting Abbas and
True.
Not the second caliph.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way. to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you.
Oh Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
In the course of the history, some caliphs, some rulers just tried to extend the mosque. There might be some people who were not happy with
that.
And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam knows that for sure. So the narration continues and says that the second caliph took Ubay by force to the mosque, and he asked some of the companions of the Prophet to hear the narration of Ubay and to say whether they also have heard the same narration or not. The second caliph told them that, has any one of you heard this narration from the Prophet? Abu Dhar, the famous companion of the Prophet, says that yes, I've heard so. Again, the situation became even worse. Another person said the same. And I'm not going to refer to all the details, but anyway, finally, the same caliph told Abbas that, okay, I'm not going to bother you with your house because of this narration, but it's been mentioned that Abbas said that now, because of what you mentioned, I'm going to gift this land of mine, this house of mine, for the Muslims, so that the mosque can be extended for the Muslims. But you have no right to take it from me by force. So let me just give you at least one Sunni source. It's been mentioned by Zuhari in At-Tabaqat al-Kubra, 1 in 4, page 21. We are not sure, maybe even if that narration was not mentioned to the second caliph, he would have taken that house from Abbas through one way or another. So this is only one case. In other cases, we see that the last part of the narration is telling us that the second caliph did not force Abbas to do that. But there are some other narrations, again, referring to the fact that there might have been a kind of force by other caliphs. For example, Ibn Taymiyyah, regarding the house of Abbas, says that the third caliph, Uthman, he took the house of Abbas and made it a part of the mosque. Samhudi, another famous Sunni scholar, says that it happened at the time of Walid, another Abbasid caliph. So the point is that when we hear such stories mentioned in Sunni sources, as I mentioned, we come to this understanding that it is likely that some parts of Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabi may have been belonging to some people, and they were not happy for them to sell those lands, and they have been taken from them by force, which we call it ghasb or usurpation. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance, know that. So maybe the demolishing mentioned in these narration is referring to these parts taken from the people by force.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi. You have shed beautifully light on these narrations, which though have a very weak chain, which are not considered to be very, very authentic. However, you shed a light on them, the content of the narrations, and you told us that even if Imam is going to demolish these mosques, he is going to demolish the part of land that was taken, unfortunately, by force after Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. We pray for the reappearance of Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, so that inshallah, Imam will soon fill the world with justice, give rights to the people whose rights were, in fact, their rights were taken away. Allahumma ajjal li waliyika al-faraj. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to The Last Savior.